USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hours after Iran denied that the U.S. downed one of its drones in the Strait of Hormuz, Iranian state TV now says Tehran has seized a British flagged ship. The company who owns the British tanker says they did lose contact with the ship earlier on Friday. Now, Iran is denying that we shot down that drone, but according to National Security Advisor John Bolton,
There's no question that this was an Iranian drone, and the USS Boxer took it out, as the president announced yesterday, because it posed a threat to the ship and its crew. This is entirely the right thing to do.
President Trump says he's unhappy with Minnesota Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, saying that he believes she hates the U.S. and she should be lucky to be where she is. The president again reiterated that he's not a fan of the send her back chant, which took place at a recent rally in North Carolina. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A senator is speaking out after being verbally attacked by John Stewart. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky is answering harsh criticism he's been getting after he tried to put up a stumbling block in front of the passage of the 9/11 Victims Compensation Bill, saying he wanted it fully debated because it has an impact on America's finances.
What you would do if you're responsible is you'd allocate it for 3, 4, or 5 years and come back and reassess it. That's a responsible way to budget. But to have an open-ended thing that goes to 2092, really, it doesn't matter how good the cause is. It's irresponsible.
Paul, speaking there on Fox News, despite his efforts, a vote on the bill is expected to happen this upcoming Tuesday. If the president signs it, it means the fund will be fully funded through 2090.
House lawmakers are working over the weekend to prepare for their public hearing with special counsel Robert Mueller next week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
White House senior advisor Ivanka Trump is taking a tour of a job retraining center in Iowa. The president's first daughter joins a roundtable discussion on how to prepare Americans for jobs of the future.
So this is a great climate, a great opportunity, but it brings to bear a unique challenge, which is the fact that people need skilled workers.
A brutal heat wave will scorch over half the country this weekend. More than 190 million people across 34 states are now under heat alerts. Parts of the upper Midwest and areas along the East Coast could see temperatures that feel like 110 degrees. Dr. Diane Hess shares with me some ways to keep your kids cool during the heat.
Same thing that we do for adults. You want to have them, you know, good access to water. You don't really need, I mean, many people turn to those hydration drinks like a Gatorade or an electrolyte drink. Water is fine to keep you hydrated. Just it's nicer if it's cool because then it does cool the core body temperature. Like if you have cool fluids in you, make sure they have access to it. If they're outside in the sun, they should be wearing a hat and sunscreen at all times. And really come in for breaks indoors in the shade. If you swim or have a pool, you know, that's a good place to be under the sprinkler to cool them off or at the beach, but nothing excessive because even if you're outside at the pool, you can really be hydrated if the kids are burning up tons of calories swimming, running around. So you want to make sure they get into the shade under some kind of shelter or an umbrella.
For more news, please remember you can find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.